This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Benny and Haiti, put your headphones in and ignore your coworkers. 105.7 The Fan.
Benny and Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. Here on this game day, Ravens tonight. 8:15, L.A. SoFi Stadium taking on the Chargers. Won four in a row, 5 of 6. They're 7-3. Ravens coming off the loss at Pittsburgh last Sunday, 7-4. They are 3-3 on the road. All four losses, by the way, of the conference variety. Bob Haiti, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. No real musical themes on Monday. We just go with the flow. And let's talk about tonight's game. For the first time on our program, anyway. He's on the Window Nation's guest hotline, Fox 45, local kid, A.J. Gersh. A.J., good morning. Thanks for joining us here on The Fan. What's happening?
What's up, Bob and Vinny? How are you?
Doing all right. And, A.J., I met you down at Brandon Heights press conference before one of the wild card losses for the Orioles against the Royals. But tell our listeners, because this is your debut here on this show. Of course, we don't pay people. We just hope you come home out of the kindness of your heart. But tell everybody about yourself and how you made it back home to Baltimore here.
Well, I guess, ironically, this isn't actually my debut on this show. Oh. I want to say maybe about 10 years ago, AJ from Severna Park was on this show, or a show of this variety. I was calling every now and then. I grew up in Anne Arundel County and made my way back to Baltimore earlier this year via Illinois and Texas before that. I'm just happy to be home, happy to be covering the hometown teams, and excited that you guys have me on now in a professional sense today.
Well, you're welcome anytime, AJ. Let's talk about tonight's game, though. You have two teams, you know, the similarities are undeniable. The brothers are the head coaches, we get it, et cetera, et cetera. But let's start from a football perspective. They've won the Chargers 4 in a row, 5 of 6. They're 7-3, better record than the Ravens, 7-4, coming off a disappointing loss in the division at Pittsburgh, but yet the Ravens are favored again. Why do the Ravens still seem to get this kind of respect that, you know, they were favored at Pittsburgh last week as well, that, say, the Chargers are still kind of searching for here?
Well, the Ravens get the respect in this game simply because, number one, it's a primetime game. Lamar Jackson, 19-5 in his career as a starter on primetime games. And as we saw earlier in the season, taking all the Bills under the lights, shut them out. 10 points, probably the best defensive performance of the year. And, of course, the offense showed up as the primetime Ravens like they do under the lights. Now, of course, that season opener against the Chiefs, say what you will, they were right in it till the very last moment of the game. But for whatever reason, this team, guys, whenever the lights come on, they seem to step it up. And that's probably what I'm hypothesizing the reason is, why they're favored against the Chargers. But also, of course, you know, John Harbaugh, 2-0 against Jim all time. There's sort of that older brother mentality there that I think Jim is still kind of punching up through his weight class in the NFL, it seems, of course. But, yeah, the Ravens, I think, are worthy favorites in this game. I think 2.5 is a very, very good line. It's going to be a close one, which is why I think it's probably important that a guy who's kicking the field goals makes them.
Giro versus Zach Orr, is there an advantage one way or another there with the coordinators?
Well, it's an interesting matchup, to say the least. Of course, Greg Roman knows this Ravens offense like the back of his hand. He kind of established it, but Todd Monken has kind of created a new feeling in Baltimore where Lamar Jackson is able to air it out if the run game isn't quite there. And J.K. Dobbins for the Chargers has been balling out on the ground all season long. But then you take a look at the Ravens defense and how they performed in Pittsburgh, and it totally looked like an entirely new team. You had Kyle Hamilton taking more of the snaps from deep safety and definitely showed his prowess back there. He's actually has the most coverage snaps in the NFL, 407 coverage snaps without allowing a touchdown. And yeah, if he's wearing the green dot, maybe he's up towards the line of scrimmage a little bit more to communicate the plays to the defensive line and the linebackers. But him at deep safety seemingly is working for the Ravens. But then also another kind of major key there is the guy he's lined up next to, Ardarius Washington. He's been playing a little bit of dime all year, and then he slides back to safety starting last week and looked fantastic. So he played every snap next to Kyle Hamilton at safety last week on the defense. So Ardarius Washington going to be playing a lot of those snaps tonight as well. But also you take a look at one of the newer guys on the defense too, in Tre'Davious White. He was lined up one-on-one with George Pickens and held his own. If you remember that deep moonshot touchdown attempt to Pickens last week in Pittsburgh, that Tre'Davious White broke up. I mean, he looked like the Tre'Davious White of 5 years ago, not the one who wasn't playing at all earlier in the season with Los Angeles. So there are a couple of new pieces, a little bit of movement on the Ravens defensively that maybe give them a little bit of an edge, but it'll certainly be a chess match.
AJ, I think Tre'Davious White, I think he'll play more on the outside. I mean, we heard Harb say in a press conference, I'm looking forward to his expanded role, you know. And so what I see by that is him playing on the outside, and then I see Brandon Stevens playing more on the inside.
Yeah, Brandon Stevens excelled on the inside when they moved in there last season. And so you saw earlier this season, everyone was kind of calling for Brandon Stevens' head. You know, he's not turning around on these deep shots, on the streaks out wide, and he excels on the inside. And you saw that Tre'Davious White was doing that on the outside, so I think that would probably be the smartest move from Harbaugh, or if they want to match up well against Herbert, who is known to take the deep shots, and they got Ladd McConkey out there, and of course, Quentin Johnson is coming alive this season for the first time after people were calling his hands bricks in his rookie year last year. They have some weapons. I think Brandon Stevens in the slot, then moving Tre'Davious out wide in a more full-time capacity is a smart move.
Probably their best group would be, you know, if you put White on the outside, Stevens on the inside, you put Marlon on the inside, and you put the rookie on the outside, Wiggins, you know, and then you have Hamilton and Washington. And I think that's probably, we'll see that. I'm guessing we're going to see that a lot tonight.
Yeah, I think so as well. But I guess the big question mark that you're looking at now is what's going to happen in the interior linebacker situation. Of course, Roquan Smith, he's been dealing with that hamstring injury all week long. Didn't practice once. He did make the trip out to L.A. when they flew out on Friday night. But we're going to see a lot of Trenton Simpson. We're going to see a lot of Malik Harrison. And then Christian Welch was signed to the 53-man roster when Eddie Jackson was released earlier this week. So we were talking to Zach Gore earlier this week, and he basically mentioned, yeah, Roquan Smith is an irreplaceable sort of guy. Of course he is. But this is going to be a linebacker by committee role this week if he's unable to go. Welch has shown some promise in his second stint with the Ravens, which is why, of course, he got that 53-man spot. But Trenton Simpson has shown he's prone to struggle a little bit, and he really has relied on Roquan Smith to kind of get him going, as did Patrick Queen a couple of years ago when they were first starting out as a linebacking duo. And same with Malik Harrison. So it'll be interesting to see how the middle of the field sort of opens up for these Chargers tonight if they're unable to kind of step up in Roquan's absence.
AJ, you know, it seems like every week it's a different guy is the leading receiver. Who's going to be that guy tonight?
I wish I had a crystal ball for you to tell you who would be the leading receiver. I think a guy, Zay Flowers, is going to be hungry tonight, especially after a couple of huge missed catches and big drops. Do you remember that play last week?
No, I think where it hit him in the face.
How Zay Flowers.
There. Yeah, Ravens lead the league in hit by dogs. Faces. This
yeah.
Year.
They seriously do. Of course, Rashad Bateman probably leads the league in hit in the face without a catch. But Zay Flowers, it was that scramble to the outside. Lamar is known to be a great improviser. They just kind of never connected on that play specifically. But I think he, when it all boils down to it, is going to be angry. Same with Lamar Jackson. He's going to be playing angry and playing hungry. But you can't play sloppy. And that is kind of my big key to this game for the Ravens and them coming home with a victory back from the West Coast is, yes, you can play angry. Don't play sloppy, and it all boils down to the offensive line, and that's kind of been the big issue all season long, starting behind the eight ball because of those holdings, false starts, you ship too early, an illegal guy upfield. That set them back all season long. It set them back in Pittsburgh. Part of the biggest reason why they lost last week is they were starting every drive first and 20. They had a second and 20, and they couldn't get out to a fast start because of these penalties. So you gotta stay disciplined to be able to jump out to an early lead, especially in a game like tonight that's just gonna be so tight.
AJ Gersh, Fox 45 on the Window Nation guest hotline, video at Haiti 105.7 The Fan. AJ, appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you soon. We'll refer to you as AJ from Anne Arundel County moving forward, if you like that. Make you feel at home.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. I appreciate you having me on.
There's AJ, everybody. It's Vinny at Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. Whoop around. Tons going on in the world of sports last night. We'll get into all of it. And Lamar Jackson had one of the greatest games of his career 5 years ago tonight. And then Vinny's keys to victory, as he's going to tell you, to beat the Chargers. How are they going to get it done? Stick around. You'll find out.
Vinny and Haiti's whip. Brought to you by Fox Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. The best crab cakes in Harford County. 105.7 The Fan.
All right, Vinny and Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. It's the whip around here on this game day Monday. Ravens favored at the Chargers. 2.5-point favorites coming up tonight, 8:15. You can watch the game locally on ABC, which I believe is WMAR. I know they changed affiliates there a bunch of times, but I believe ABC is WMAR Channel 2. It is on ESPN proper, and if you're inclined, the Manning brothers will be on ESPN 2. But the Orioles made some changes here. Well, they have made changes to the coaching staff. And Nolan, thanks for the heads up during the break. Let's see here. Cody Ashe, new hitting coach. Grant Anders is the major league development coach. I mean, Earl Weaver had like five coaches. Four, actually, counting himself. Buck Britton, major league coach, Zach's brother, moving up from Norfolk. Robinson Chirinos is the new bench coach, replacing Freddie Gonzalez. Tim Cousins is the major league field coordination catcher instructor. All right. Drew French is the pitching coach. What we got here? Sherman Johnson, assistant hitting coach, level hitting, whatever. Tommy Joseph, assistant hitting coach. Boy, they really were taking offense to that second half meltdown offensively. Let's see, Ryan Klimek. He's the pitching strategy coach.
Jesus.
Tony Mazzolino back at third base. Let's see here. Mitch Plasmeyer, assistant hitting or pitching coach. and Anthony Sanders, first base coach. Get your program. There's more coaches than players.
Holy cow.
I'm expecting a full breakdown on all of them by the end of tomorrow. I need
from word. Who? The kid ain't doing any of that nonsense, but we'll just follow along. I brought this up. Austin Hayes, non-tender by Philly. Nolan, would you bring him back on a team-friendly deal?
Gut reaction is to say no, but when you put it the way you did earlier, the right-handed bat, that factor, and that's something that the Orioles were kind of desperately missing. Also, he was responsible for a lot of their pinch hitting success last year, the success that Brandon Hyde continued to tout even after Hayes was gone. So, hey, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, I guess.
Well, just keep an eye on that. But Austin Hayes, non-tendered by the Phillies. He was on the IL twice during his stint there, which was only
half a season. But as I said earlier, first half, 23 Hayes is exactly what the Orioles need. Right-handed outfielder with a little pop, plus defender. He's got some wheels, but unfortunately just cannot hit the post over 150 times a season. All right, college football Saturday here on the Whip Around. Maryland loses to Iowa 29-13. Terps now 1-7 in the Big Ten, 4-7 overall. With senior day, weren't a lot of people down at CQ Stadium. Now they go to Penn State. Nittany Lions, as Vinny said, they survived Minnesota over the weekend. But Penn State, 24.5-point favorites, trying to secure some things that could possibly even lead to a Big Ten championship here, depending on how other things play out.
Yeah, well, the way it looks is Penn State's going to get a home game. And I guess right now, Bob, it would be what they're saying. Well, I guess we'll find out tomorrow, but they're saying it probably Indiana right now. Because Alabama lost, Mississippi lost, you know.
Texas A&M lost.
Yeah, so a lot of SEC teams.
Colorado lost, BYU lost.
Yeah, a lot of SEC teams. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. But Penn State's going to have a home game, and all they got left is this. The Big Ten championship game is going to be Ohio State versus Oregon.
Rematch of that one.
Yeah, and that'll be
good. You don't see Michigan pulling the stunner here?
At Ohio State?
No.
No.
Michigan just puffy pantsed somebody on Saturday.
Michigan didn't. They were on bye.
You sure about that? Well, they were?
Pretty sure they were on bye.
They did. They beat, what's the matter, U-State? 50-6, if I'm not mistaken. But either way, Michigan, Ohio State, Wolverines have been kind of dominant in that era. But Jim Harbaugh is coaching against the Ravens tonight. J.J. McCarthy's in Minnesota. Blake Corum's with the Rams. You get the point here, everybody. But tons of upsets, as we said. And how about Florida? Not a dog in a fight with the Gators, but 2 weeks in a row pulling stunners here. Good for them.
Yeah, and good for Billy Napier, you know, and good for the Florida AD and stuff. I mean, they came out a couple weeks ago and said they were going to keep them because everybody wanted to, you know, out of there. And they're playing really good right now.
Yeah, Ole Miss, they're the latest to take it on the chin. O'Kiffin just can't get over the hump, man. Just when you think that they can, they can't.
That quarterback, how Bob, you see the pick he threw? I mean, towards the end of the game there? I mean, that was stupid.
He kind of does that once a week. Not like Jackson Dart we're talking about, but Carson Beck, Georgia, is prone to the turnovers as well. Oklahoma stuns Alabama 24-3, so the Crimson Tide, even though they have three losses, they're still not done yet.
But I mean, their losses, Vandy, Oklahoma. I mean, some teams that are not very good.
Should have lost to South Carolina, too. Top five in the AP rankings. This isn't the playoff rankings. This is the AP. Oregon 1, Ohio State 2, Texas 3, Penn State 4, Notre Dame 5. The old Nittany Lions been, not Nittany Lions, Fighting Irish been cooking here lately.
Yeah, they have been. But, I mean, Bob, when you really, if you really look at, you know, because everybody was jumping about Indiana and their schedule. Look at Notre Dame's schedule and look at Penn State's schedule. I mean, Penn State, the only good team they played was Ohio State, and they lost at home. Otherwise, they haven't played anybody. And Notre Dame, the A&M win the first game of the season. That's the only. I mean, Army and Navy were ranked, but they weren't even contests.
Michigan beat Northwestern 50-6.
Oh, okay.
So there we go. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, college basketball. We talked about Maryland beating Villanova, coming from 14 down to do so. Number 19, Wisconsin, did the same thing, down 14. They beat Pitt, 81-75. And Kennesaw State beat Rutgers, 79-74. Wow. 74. Rutgers is ranked 79-77. Excuse me. Rutgers ranked number 24. They lose at Kennesaw State. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It's the Whip Around. This day in sports history, it is, believe it or not, November 25th, Thanksgiving's Thursday. Yeah. How about 1980? Superdome, New Orleans. No Mas. Roberto Duran. Said he drank too much orange juice and ate too much steak before the fight. Tapped out against Sugar Ray Leonard, who wins officially by TKO in the eighth round to regain the WBC welterweight championship. I was listening to round-by-round reports on either BAL or CBM, one of the AM stations, because these fights used to be on like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday nights. They weren't these Saturday extravaganzas where you paid $1 billion for them with Sugar Ray. Octavio Moran was the ref. And for you boxing fans, he was the referee in the Mike Tyson Buster Douglas fight. So Octavio Moran got to know Moss. And on this day, 2019, 5 years ago, also on a Monday night at the LA Coliseum, this happened.
Ravens third and goal. Tight end in motion. Shotgun snap. He rolls out of the pocket. Cocks his arm. Throws a pass. It's caught by Snead at the five. Runs to the pylon near side. Touchdown! Ravens have done it again. A fifth touchdown pass for Lamar Jackson.
Kevin Harlan, Westwood one. Lamar Jackson, as you heard, five touchdown passes. Two each to Willie Snead and Hollywood Brown. Mark Ingram caught a touchdown pass. Also rushed for a touchdown as Lamar Jackson and the Ravens thumped the L.A. Rams with the time of the defending NFC champions, 45-6. Ooh. So 5 years later, different venue, same city, different team. Yeah, I'm trying to connect dots. We'll see. But Lamar on primetime, we just talked about it with A.J. Gersh here from Fox 45. Primetime Lamar is usually primetime Lamar.
Yeah, and he's going to need to be tonight. You know, it's going to be interesting, Bob, because watching that game last night, you know, all the Rams insignias and stuff. And then same stadium tonight, they got to switch it all over to Chargers.
Yeah, Ravens, you know, you got Philly looming on Sunday coming up here at 425. Lamar's great against the NFC, too.
Yes, he is.
So at least his career trends are positive ahead of the first two matchups or the next two matchups. We'll come back. Vinny's keys to victory. How do the Ravens avoid a two-game losing streak as favorites in L.A. against the Chargers? Your phone calls at 410-583-1057. We got a funhouse trip with Nolan McGraw. News from the Nest coming up at noon. Going to hear from Harbaugh. Going to hear from Kyle. Going to hear from Lamar, Zach, or Todd Monken. Maybe we'll get some Chargers in here as well. Buy or sell. Where's the Monday money? Hopefully we're counting it at 12:15.
Vinny and Haney's keys to the game.
We're doing a hell of a job. We're resilient, we're moving on, and we're playing our ass off. It's an NFL football game right here.
105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Game day. Ravens tonight, 8:15 in L.A. 5:15 their time. Pacific Coast, Ravens, Chargers, two second-place teams getting on. Chargers been on a heater. Winners of four in a row, 5 of 6. Ravens are coming off a loss at Pittsburgh. They've lost four conference games already, so obviously they can ill afford to keep stacking those negative things in the box score, but they are favorite. It's Chargers and Ravens, Ravens West, if you will. How do the Ravens get the win on the road? And then they get a real tough matchup next Sunday against Philly. Vinny's keys.
All right, number one, what I have is secondary stack performances. They had a good week last week, stacked performances, and you know, not giving up the explosive plays and tackling well and doing those types of things. Because, I mean, Herbert likes to throw to McConkey and Disley, those two. McConkey has 63 targets, Disley 48. You know, and Quentin Johnson only has 37 and Palmer 32. So those are the two guys that he wants to throw to. And McConkey's got some quicks and stuff. And I think either Stevens or Marlin would be good on the inside covering McConkey. But he's got that, you know, like the Edelman-type guy is what he is. So that's going to be important because they're going to throw the ball. If I'm a betting man, Bob, they're going to throw it over 30 times.
And Johnston, however, did miss two games. Got seven touchdowns or six touchdowns, and he's averaging 16 yards per reception. So if they're taking shots,
he's the shot guy. Yeah, no doubt. Number two, contain Herbert running. Keep him under 25 yards. Like I said, last week in the first half, he was the one. They scored 24 points. He had over 50 yards rushing, and he was converting. I mean, when those C's open, bam. He just took off. I mean, they had nothing for him, the Bengals. I mean, they just let him run. I mean, they played man coverage, and he'd just take off and run. And I think the Ravens are going to be much smarter than that. The next one is less than six penalties and zero turnovers.
Okay.
I mean, that's the six penalties is going to be tough because they average, what, about eight? So, they had no turnovers. And you know that the Ravens have been practicing all week about they're because the Chargers are going to try to rip the ball out because they got it twice last week. You know, so they're going to try to rip it out. And you know that they've been working on keeping that ball tight and tucked. And then number four is rush for over 180 yards. I think this is going to be, you know, critical for them. Control the football, rush for over 180. And I think they're going to have a chance. You know, they haven't seen a running back like this before. So combo up to the linebackers are a little guy. Derwin James is going to be heavily involved. You know, I mean, Derwin James is the second leading tackler on the team. And number zero, Henley, he's the leading tackler. I mean, he's got 94 tackles, and James is 59. So Henley is by far, you know, the leading tackler. So rush for over 180 because those linebackers are not big. And just keep hammering them. And then number five, win teams. Win teams. Cameron Dick's a good kicker. He's 5 of 6 over 50. He's hitting 91.3%. And, you know, I mean, the other thing the Ravens do is they get penalties on kick returns all the time. You know, I love seeing Keaton Mitchell back there, but hell, I'd rather see him, you know, down it in the end zone and put it on the 30 because they're not going to get it at the 19.
Not to get off topic too much, but isn't that kind of an NFL-wide thing? I mean, just watching the games yesterday, there was flags all over the place on kick returns. Like, Jesus, why even do it anymore? Just get it back to normal. Cares.
Yeah. I mean, Bob, when I was out at the Ravens and they had the officials at the camp that day and I was talking to the white hat dude, I says, what do you think of this new rule? He said, there'll be a penalty called on every play.
Kind of almost is, isn't it?
Yeah, there is. And then last but not least, probably the most important one, Lamar be Lamar. And if Lamar is Lamar, his Monday night Lamar, Ravens will be fine. I think Bob, I'm going to be shocked if he doesn't have more than 8 carries. And it'll be the scramble stuff, he's going to take off and go. I think that's what's coming tonight. And Derwin James, I'm guessing Derwin's going to be their spy.
Yeah, a premier player.
Yes.
One of the best at his position. But getting back to special teams, Tucker versus Dicker, the kicker. If we get in tonight, who do you have more confidence in?
Dicker. I mean, he's hitting 91%, Bob, but I mean, he's 5 of 6 of 50-plus. What's Tucker, 2 for 7?
Yeah.
And coming off missing 2 kicks?
Yeah, 71 for the year, 72, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, so, yeah, I have much more confidence in Dicker. And, you know, it's supposed to be, what, 65 degrees tonight? And cloud. So it'll be a perfect night. So there's no excuses.
It's 58 Haney, 1057 The Fan. If you want to join us, now's your chance. 410-583-1057. Game night. Ravens at L.A. SoFi Stadium. 2.5-point favorites over the Chargers. We know the importance of the game. We know the storylines, which are all very intriguing. So if you're concerned, just say you're concerned. If you think the Ravens are going to blow them out, so be it. Let's do it. News from the Nest coming up. Top of the hour. Buy or sell. Let's count that Monday money. Hey, Thanksgiving's in 3 days. We could use some extra money for turkey. And them things ain't cheap, by the way. And anyway, we got stats coming up at 12:30. We'll break down the two teams from a numerical perspective. I mean, the Chargers are, what, fewest points allowed?
Yes.
But if you look at the other stats, you're going, well, how's that happening? And I apologize. I don't remember the names of the
Amber and...
if you say so. Bambi. Whatever. But the one who was the boss lady, says to Nolan that he looks like the dude from Entourage.
Yes.
Adrian Grenier. Grand Manier. And full disclosure, I didn't really watch that show much. I was aware of it, but I didn't really watch it. And she said, I look like Rodney Dangerfield. I'm like, what? Wait a minute. I mean, with all due respect to Rodney Dangerfield, he's one of the great comedians of all time. But Rodney Dangerfield. No, I tell you what, I don't see it over here. I just don't get it. You got no respect.
Definitely not an appearance. I can't even pick one trait, one physical trait about Bob.
0.0.
Maybe they both could do, what is it, the triple Lundy.
Yeah. Our triple Lundy. And I don't even dive off of decks anymore. I just get in the water, try not to hurt myself.
Did you
myself.
See that movie, Norm?
What,
back
Caddyshack?
To school?
Oh,
back to school.
No, not back to school.
Where he did the triple Lindy, yeah. Where he bounced off like 17 diving boards. Oh, it's not as good as Caddyshack, but it's really, really strong.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so there we go. So he looks like the dude from Entourage, and I look like the guy from Back to School. What's with the midget? Anyway, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Nolan, anything to say to the people before we get to the fun out?
No, I'm just looking forward to tonight's game like everyone else. I mean, Lamar in prime time. We've had callers talk about it. Vinny just talked about it as one of his keys. That's the biggest thing you think of anytime the Ravens are scheduled to play in prime time. And, hey, look no farther than last year in L.A. when the Ravens took on the Chargers. Lamar with one of the most dazzling plays of his career, heaving the ball up under pressure, comes down with it, Isaiah Likely, in double coverage. One of the best plays Lamar's ever made.
Yeah, and he's made a lot of those. I mean, the Lamar Jackson career highlight reel, when they're doing that Football Life on NFL Network, it's going to be pretty damn impressive. Yep. But first things first, take it on the Chargers as favorites. Let's go to the Funhouse.
Quick Draws Funhouse. The rudeness, tuneness text reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
All right, some thoughts here on the Orioles coaching additions. Start with Cooper in Ocean City, who says, how many coaches do the Orioles need? Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't see other teams around baseball with three hitting coaches, multiple pitching coaches and consultants. Could this be a case of too many voices?
We'll see. I mean, it's kind of fascinating, to say the least, which leads to a nice joke that I just thought of, being Rodney Dangerfield over here. How many hitting coaches does it take to get a hit with runners in scoring position? Oh, that's where Dice Clay next.
And what happened to, I thought the former Cubs manager was going to be the bench coach.
Oh, Ross?
They were interested. Yeah. There was never a hire. There was interest. It was a rumor.
Okay.
There was never actually a sit-down or anything like that.
Yeah, the Orioles on social media sent out a picture of all the people. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. They have 13 coaches.
Damn. We had two hitting coaches last year.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Now they have four?
Well, at least three. At least three. Depends what Chirinos does. He could be a fourth.
I'm speechless.
Russell and Frederick. Well, you're going to have to answer for this one.
Ah, come on, man.
He says, Bob, thoughts on Chirinos as the bench coach. Buck Britton, also not talking enough about him getting elevated to the major league staff. Russell says, playing devil's advocate here. He is a fan of Hyde, but if Brandon Hyde does get off to a bad start or things crumble for some reason, do you think they view Buck Britton as a manager in waiting?
I'm going to say no for now. I mean, you're coming off two straight playoff appearances. You're going to be one of the favorites to get to the postseason next year. Roster to be determined. I don't think Brandon Hyde's going to be looking over his shoulder anytime soon. However, Buck Britton is well-regarded throughout baseball circles and certainly within the organization that he came up through the ranks with. Chirinos, and I'd be lying if I told you what I thought he was bringing to the equation, but he's replacing a tenured dude in Freddy Gonzalez, so... Interesting move. Just the fact that he's gone was interesting in and of itself.
And one more here, a prediction for tonight. This texter says, Jim Harbaugh finally gets the best of his brother John as JK, Gus, and Herbert run wild through the Swiss cheese Zach Orr defense. Final score here for this texter, Chargers 34, Ravens 23.
Mm. We'll have a lot of phone calls tomorrow then.
Yeah. I mean, even if they win and it's 35-34, we're still going to be complaining about the defense. But do they have the wherewithal, the Chargers, to dice up a shaky Ravens defense? You know, arguably coming off the best performance of the season, but when you're 32nd against the pass, not like it's the 2000 Ravens we're talking about here.
Yeah. I mean, Gus Bus doesn't look like the same Gus Bus.
Not for a couple years, really.
Yeah.
I mean, he used to be 5 yards a pop, 750 yards, 5, 6, 7 touchdowns. He's averaging, what, less than 4 last year and 3.5 this year.
Yeah.
Right. If the Ravens are going to get beat in that fashion or give up 34 points, I would certainly hope that that's not mostly on the ground. I mean, that's been the one strength of the Ravens' defense. If you want to call it a strength, maybe teams just aren't running in general because they're passing so successfully. But either way, the Ravens not giving up a lot of rushing yards this year. So if that changed tonight... major concern.
Yeah, we'll do the stat breakdown at 12:30. I think if they get shredded defensively, it's going to be Herbert beating them with the arm.
Yeah, I just don't know that they've got enough receiver talent. You know, I mean, I can see it with Chase and Higgins and stuff sure. like that, but, you know, McConkey's a rookie. And
Johnson's a second-year guy.
Yeah, so, I mean, I can't see the Chargers scoring a ton of points.
Hmm. What about Hayden Hurst being the secret? Anyway, it's Vinny and Haney.
He
is? Nah. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. News from the Nets. Going to hear from Kyle Hamilton, Lamar Jackson, John Harbaugh ahead of tonight's matchup with Counts of Dough, hopefully at 12:15 with Buyer Selvity. Stat breakdown coming up at 12:30, comparing the two teams. One team's really good with penalties. The other's not so much. You don't need to be Columbo to figure out who the one not so much. And if you have predictions for the game, like our texter, he thinks the Chargers win and win by double digits. Are you feeling that?